Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live in Burbank, the boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Coyotes. And Columbia Burbank at 3-4 overall right now, having lost fairly soundly to Waluk here last night. I'm sure they're going to be looking to try and take it out on College Place. But having a look at starting lineups, this could be interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, let's take a look at the SCAC East. And there was some shifting that went on as a result of action last night. Royal remains on top at 6-0. They beat Kiona Benton, so they strengthened their hold on first place. Second place now is Connell. They had been in third, but now they have second, having beaten Riverview last night. Kiona Benton follows in third place. They're tied with Waluk now at 4-3 each, and both have identical 8-4 records. Kiona Benton, however, had been 4-2. They fell to Royal last night. So that's Royal, Kiona Benton, and Waluk. And then Warden is in fifth place at 3-3 by the benefit of their beating College Place last night. And Columbia Burbank, which had been tied for third, drops all the way to sixth. They're now 3-4, having lost to Waluk. And then you have Riverview following up in seventh place, 2-5, 7-5 overall. And College Place still trying to find their first league win in school history at 0-7 and 3-8. So you had a little bit of shifting going on. Connell going from tied to second, having second on their own. Kiona Benton falls into third, while Luke moves up from fifth to third. Burbank falls all the way from fourth to sixth. And Warden actually moves up to fifth as well. So while there was absolutely no shifting in the girls' league, there was a fair bit of shifting that went on here in the South Central based on last night's action. And in action tonight, we have Royal at Warden. I expect that Royal will have little difficulty with the Cougars at Warden. Well, Luke is going to be at Connell, and Riverview is going to be at Tybee. And again, College Place is here at Burbank, again facing a Burbank team that beat us soundly back on January 13th. No, that's not right. Let's scoot back a little ways. Where was this? That's right, December 15th, 76-43. But I'm going to maintain that starting lineups might suggest that this game could be a tad closer. Paul Jessup's made an adjustment to his lineup, and there's someone significant missing from the Columbia Burbank starting lineup. But you know what? We'll get to that after this break, as I can come as close to tantalizing you as I can. We'll be back. That's the one-minute buzzer. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with starting lineups and tip off and all the action when we return here from Burbank as the boys getting ready to take on the Coyotes. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Burbank, and right now the bench is being introduced. And let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups, as well as an element of the bench of Burbank that needs to be examined. Coach Todd Schumacher is going to start at guard, a 6-foot sophomore, number 5, Brennan Wickstrom. Also at guard, 5'10 sophomore, number 10, Justin Koopman. Look for Koopman to be the primary point guard bringing the ball up. Then he's going to start a 6-foot junior forward, number 20, Wyatt Schaefer. And then listed a 6'1 junior guard, number 32, Jose Lopez. And then finally, the one you really need to watch out for is the 6'2 senior forward, number 34, Reese Humphreys, one of only two seniors on the roster and definitely one of the better athletes on the team. He's the one you need to watch out for, both in terms of offensive rebound putbacks, and he likes to drive from the top of the key, typically down the right lane, and the Hawks need to shut off the lane from there. Not on Todd Schumacher's bench is a 6'2 junior guard, number 4, Gilbert Hernandez. Hernandez is a notable bomber for Burbank. He got at least 4 shots off that all went in. And typically, if he's able to set himself, he is going to hit those shots. As I recall, he went 4-for-6 back on December 12th. He is not in the book. He's not in the lineup. I don't know what it is that's keeping him out. It could be illness. But whatever it is, he's not going to be on Schumacher's bench. And he is a notable bomb thrower that is missing, and that'll be to College Place's benefit, as College Place is going to have to work hard to keep everything under control on perimeter defense, and not having to guard Hernandez is going to be one significant advantage to the Hawks. For Coach Paul Jessup, he is altering his starting lineup, as I had mentioned before the prior break. The point guard is going to be the 5'6 senior, number 1, Nico Romero. Hector Flores, who has started the last 4 or 5 games, is going to be starting on the bench. In his place is going to be the 6'2 senior post, number 3, Silas Shoemate. And I'm sure part of the reason Silas is starting is he yanked down 11 rebounds, the leading rebounder against Burbank on that December 12th game. So I'm sure Jessup is putting Shoemate in to crash the boards and hopefully also prevent second look opportunities for Burbank. The rest of the starting lineup is going to look familiar. We've got the 5'10 junior guard, number 5, Drew Adams, who probably had his best offensive game last night against Wharton, as well as the 5'11 junior guard, number 13, Kyron Morris. And then the post is going to be the 6'1 junior, number 21, Drexler Yasicki. I expect we're still going to see Morris, who, being 5'11, has some significant leaping capacities and is probably going to be taking the starting tip-off. And there we get Humphreys being announced. So one thing I'll say, not that I ask College Place to play head games, but Humphreys, if you can stop him from scoring, and in particular get yourself set, he is prone to sometimes giving a charge. And if the Hawks can set that trap for him, you can get in Humphreys' head, and he'll start to pout, and then his game starts to go south. And we'll see if the Hawks can prevent him from executing on offense, and in particular, maintain that perimeter defense. That's going to be critical to success tonight. And anyone knows me, knows I'm not ever the optimist, but I really do think that the Hawks have the guns to take one from the Coyotes here this evening. So, we have Lopez is going to go to the center circle, and Silas Shoemate's going to go up against him. And the Hawks in their road blues are going to be moving from right to left, and Silas tips it to Drexler Yasicki, and the Hawks will get the first possession as Romero comes down the right wing. He goes top of the arc to Morris. Morris down gives to Silas at the top of the arc. 2-3 zone by the Coyotes. Shoemate dribbles in, gives to Adams on the left arc. Adams dribbles to the right. Now goes to Nico on the right arc. Wants to go to a little Yasicki. Yasicki wants to dribble in, kicks out to Morris. He fakes, drives in, and sets kick out to Shoemate in the corner. Shoemate now wants to drive in. It's got to kick back out to Yasicki. 11 on the shot clock. Yasicki now kicks out to Adams. Fakes 3, drives in, kicks out to Nico. Now he has a chance for the corner 3. That ends up being too short. Adams comes back with the rebound. He makes an over-the-head shot, and then Shoemate gets the offensive rebound, goes up. He felt he got fouled, but nothing happened there. And rebound Burbank as Humphreys comes down, dribbles right against Yasicki, then goes up against him, takes it high off the glass. Tipped rebound is going to be brought down by Kyron Morris. So the Hawks hold off on that first possession. We have no score. 7 minutes to go here in the first. Shoemate wants to go to Morris and turns the ball over to Humphreys, who wants to go coast to coast. Nico steps against him. It avoids the foul, and Humphreys goes coast to coast. Then Burbank's going to trap, and Adams comes around, gives to Morris on the right, now feeds back to Adams, who comes down, now feeds Yasicki in the corner. He's going to turn around, pull up for 20-footer. Boom! Drexler Yasicki from just inside the arc, and we're tied at two. Koopman now comes across the timeline, gives to Lopez. He now wants to drive in, up against Morris, slaps against him, and they're going to call Kyron Morris for the foul. I thought he was set, but Lopez is going to get to shoot two. No, they say it was grabbing foul against Silas Shoemate. I see. Morris went flying, but Silas grabbed at him as Lopez rims the first shot in and out, no good. 2-2, 6:28 to go here in the first at Burbank. Lopez shoots the sass, barely off the front of the rim, no good. Kyron Morris comes down with a rebound. He now feeds Yasicki down the right wing. He now feeds Shoemate, who wants to come driving in. He's got a kick out instead to Adams. Goes on the right, wants to feed low to Shoemate, and the ball gets tipped by Humphreys, and they're going to say last touch by Silas Shoemate. What? I did not see that. Humphreys feeds to Koopman. He comes down the left wing. Now dribbles to the right, going to be met by Morris, and slices, drives down the right wing, facing a double pick, and lays it up and in. Nico takes the ball in the backcourt, now gives to Adams on the left, now to Shoemate on the left arc. He's going to drive in against Humphreys. He's going to have to pull back up. Wants to feed Adams. Errant pass. Drew manages to gather it in. Now he wants to drive in, and he's going to be able to go down the left lane. His shot too strong, but Nico is there for the alley-oop put back. And I credit that as a Nico Romero field goal attempt. That was wrong. He made it in. We're tied at four. 5:37 to go. Lopez at the top wants to drive in. Kicks out to Humphreys. Humphreys, top of the arc, now gives to, that is Wickstrom, now gives to Lopez in the left arc. He tries to drive in, gets cut off. Now to Wickstrom, now top of the arc. Koopman now to Humphreys at the top of the arc. He's got Yasicki on him. Turns around, pull-up jumper off the free throw line, off the side of the rim, no good. Yasicki with the rebound. Now feeds Adams in transition, loses the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in. He's got a kick out to Nico. Now Romero goes on the right arc to Morris. Morris down low to Yasicki. He pulls up for a 15-footer. That clangs off the rim and drops. Drexler Yasicki brought to you by Drew Adams, and it's 6-4 College Place. 4:56 to go in the first. Koopman going to come across the timeline. Drifts to the left. He'll have Adams on him facing a double team. Now he's standing, tries to drive left. Instead, he's going to feed Lopez in the corner. He shoots a long three. That ends up being no good. Humphreys skies for the rebound. He's stuck in the right corner. Now goes long to Wickstrom. Wickstrom fakes left, dribbles left. Now goes to Humphreys, wants to make a move on Yasicki. Shoots over Yasicki. His shot ends up being no good. Tipped rebound brought down by Nico Romero. He's going to feed Morris in transition, and Morris is going to go up against Wickstrom. The ball gets tipped, and Wickstrom manages to gather it in. Now he's got Humphreys alone downtown, and Humphreys smartly lays it up and in, though he had an opportunity to dunk. So Morris in the backcourt feeds to Adams, and breakdown in transition defense. There's Nico gets caught in the middle, feeds Adams, and they're going to say there's a foul away from the ball. That foul was a long ways away from the ball. Fouls on Justin Koopman. There must have been an issue with a pick or a body away from the ball. That's the first personal, first team foul. Adams takes the inbounds from Nico, gives back to Nico at the left arc. He'll have Koopman on him and gives top of the arc Morris. Morris waiting for something to move around. Now back to Nico. Romero goes down low to Shoemate. He wants to move around Humphreys and finally shoots over him. His shot ends up being an air ball. And rebound, Coyotes. Humphreys then drives down the lane, slices through a double team, and finger rolls it in. 8-6 Burbank. I said you got to watch out for him. Long outlet to Shoemate, finds a driving Morris, and Humphreys, Wickstrom, no, Lopez gets a hand on the ball, a diving hand on the ball. Lopez goes flying with the ball last touched by Burbank. 8-6 Burbank, 3:34 to go here. Shoemate inbounds to Morris, and he's going to shoot over traffic, have it bounce around, no good. But Silas is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Tied again at 8, 3:25 to go. Lopez comes loping down the left line. Sorry, can't say Lopez and Lope. That just doesn't work. Gives to Humphreys in the left corner. Humphreys now wants to drive in, and things open up. And once again, he's able to finger roll and scoop it in. They have got to block the lane on him, or he will feast all night. Hayden McCacken to check in. And Lopez intercepts a pass intended for Romero, but he boots it out of bounds and bounces right over our table here as Romero will take it out right in front of me. 10-8 Burbank, 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Adams comes down right. Now dribbles into the corner with Wickstrom on him. Gives back out to Nico at the top, 18 on the shot clock. Now to Morris, down low to Shoemate, wants to make a move on Lopez. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Burbank, and Humphreys quickly comes down. Now he's got to pull up, hits Koopman on the right arc. Now Koopman's going to dribble on. He also will hit from downtown with Koopman. That double pick, Koopman can't get the turn on. Wickstrom then gets fed in the corner. Now to Koopman at the top, he's going to dribble into the key. And he, with a left hand, dress slices through the double team and lays it up and in. That's three straight possessions where Burbank has been able to slice into the key and make things work. As Adams gets fed by Yasicki at the baseline, puts up a little eight-footer, and that's good. 12-10 Burbank, 2:13 to go in the first. Koopman comes across the timeline. Goes on the left to McCacken. McCacken dribbles to the top. Now to Humphreys on the right arc. He wants to dribble in, and he gets hit by a double team, and the ball is going to end up being stolen. That time, the Hawks clogged up the lane and stopped Humphreys from getting the easy lay-in as Romero's outlet pass for Adams ends up getting tipped and knocked out of bounds. Wyatt Schaefer and Israel Garcia to check in for Burbank. Shoemate with 27 on the shot clock will take it out baseline. Gives down low to Nico, get tied up by Garcia, but Nico's able to extract himself. Garcia is someone that Nico's actually taller than. Romero breaks right, gives to Morris on the right arc, then comes all the way around, now gives to Nico in the right arc, and he's going to launch that three. Long off the rim, long rebound is going to end up being chased down by Nico and Garcia, and it ends up rolling out of bounds. Last touch by Koopman, so it's going to be college place ball with 1:31 to go. And the Hawks trailing by 2, 12-10 in the first quarter. Adams takes it at the top of the arc, dribbles against Garcia, going left, now right, now gives to Morris on the left arc. Morris looking for something to open up. He wants to slice into the key, kicks back out to Nico. Nico wants to drive left, and he's going to put a scoop shot over Garcia. It's no good, but Adams that time is there for the alley-oop put back. All tied at 12, 1:10 to go in the first here in Burbank. Jordan Lemus to check in. McCacken has it on the left arc, and he now dribbles to the top, wants to feed Humphreys down low, and as he goes up, has the ball stripped from him, but I think they're going to call Silas Shoemate with a grabbing foul. No, sorry. It's Cameron Lindstrom, who had checked in, and I hadn't even seen, is going to get called for the foul. Miguel Moreno, Ken Rooks, Jordan Lemus now all to check in. Shoemate, Adams, and Morris to the bench. Trying to save his troops is Coach Paul Jessup as McCacken wanted to go down low to Koopman, and the Hawks quickly collapsed on it. Boot the ball out of bounds. It'll still be Coyote ball with 57 seconds left. McCacken inbounds to Koopman. I can't shoot the three because Moreno gets on him. Now to Humphreys out on the left arc. Humphreys back to Koopman. Can't shoot the three. Tries to have baseline. Shoots over Lindstrom from about 10 feet and lays it up and in. Moreno in the backcourt gives to Romero. Morrell has to feed Lemus, now kicks to Moreno, then feeds Lindstrom, now back to Nico, fakes three, gives in the corner to Rooks, 32 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock, pass gets tipped, gathered in by Nico, Miguel's going to gather it in, he puts up a hook shot, clangs off the rim, no good, rebound Burbank, 20 seconds to go, Koopman comes across the timeline, he may want to play for the last shot as the shot clock is off and Burbank has a two-point lead. McCacken has trouble gathering it in the corner, drives against Rooks, has to kick back out, wants to give to Humphreys. He has to dribble out of a double team. His Lemus all over him, 4 seconds. Now McCacken wants to drive in, shoots over Lindstrom. Lindstrom may have gotten a piece of it. And then as Schaefer rather goes up for the rebound, he ends up committing a loose ball foul. So Schaefer will pick up his first personal second team foul. The Hawks will get the ball, but there's only 0.5 seconds left, so it's catch and shoot. And Nico's not even going to try as the first quarter comes to an end. And the Hawks playing Burbank close. They trail the Coyotes by 2, 14-12. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to the Hawks men's basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710. And on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hawks shot 6 for 16 in that first quarter as Jamison and Flores come out, as well as Yasicki, Romero, and Adams. As Schaefer has the ball in the left arc with Hector all over him. Now he dribbles to the top of the arc. Now gives Garcia on the right arc with Nico on him. Now to Schaefer. Again, Hector just all over him. Wants to dribble in. Kicks out in the corner. I can't see who. Launches a three. And that's Lopez for three. And it's 17-12 Burbank. Perimeter defense. Do not let them get those shots off. As Flores gets harassed in the backcourt. Now goes to Adams. Almost has double in, over and back. Adams feeds Yasicki, who's going to turn around for a little 12-footer. That rims in and out. Adams almost comes down with the rebound, but it's going to be a Burbank rebound. It's Lopez. Comes barreling down the left wing. Now drives in against Nico. Pulls back out. Gives in the corner. Wanted to give to Humphreys. And stolen by Adams, who then feeds Nico in transition, whose lane isn't strong enough. Jamison comes down with a rebound. He has to go up twice. Makes it work the second time. 17-14, Burbank. 6:57 to go in the half. Garcia comes down with the ball. He now dribbles to the right, gives in the corner to Lopez. Lopez back to Garcia. Now Lopez in the corner. Down low to Humphreys, who'd been behind Jamison, and Jamison blocks the shot. Rebound, however. Burbank. Now Garcia wants to go down low to McCacken, and McCacken, as he tried to gather in the ball, took too many steps. Turnover, Coyotes. 17-14, Burbank. 6:38 to go in the half. Juan Jacopo seeing his first action. Wickstrom checking back in, as is Koopman for the Coyotes. And Burbank showing a three-quarter court press. You end up having Koopman and Wickstrom standing out just outside the arc. His three Hawks then face alternating double teams, but they break it as Nico comes down the left lane. He quickly pulls up for three and hits it. Nope, they're going to say it's a long two. Nico for two, 17-16. Burbank, 6:20 to go in the half. Koopman now shadowed in the backcourt. Now goes to Lopez across the timeline down the right wing. Lopez wants to go down low to Jacopo. He wants to go up against Yasicki. He then dribbles around, tosses the ball straight to Hector Flores. So turnover on the Hawks with an opportunity to take the lead here again. For the second time this game, Adams comes down, goes top of the arc. Flores, Hector, looking for something to open up. Goes to Nico at the top. Fake three. Going to drive into the key. Instead, going to go to Adams. He's going to shoot a three. And that rattles home. Drew Adams for three. Brought to you by Nico Romero. 19-17 College Place. 5:44 to go in the half. And Schaefer coming across the timeline. Meeting a tough press. Goes to Schaefer on the right wing. Goes up against Yasicki. Feeds Jacopo down low. His shot ends up being too strong. Rebound, Drew Adams. He now comes down the left wing. Feeds Flores down the center. Flores is going to have to turn around and pull up. Gives to Yasicki on the right arc. Drexler goes down to in the corner. Now goes to Nico on the left arc. Oh, off the back of the rim. No good. It looked good from here. Rebound Burbank. Lopez comes down, wants to drive in against Flores, and he manages to bank it in, and we're tied again at 19. Adams to Nico, driving down against Lopez, has to pull back up. Goes up for the shot, gets blocked out of bounds. Humphreys now to check back in for Burbank, and Schaefer will go to the bench. And now the Hawks have to make sure they collapse into the key to prevent Humphreys from driving and scoring. Adams takes the ball out baseline, goes long to Nico at the top of the arc, touch pass to Flores. Flores wants to drive in against Koopman, puts up a left-handed scoop shot, lays it up and in. Beautiful work, Hector. 21-19. College plays 4:52 to go on the half. Hawks pressing. Koopman in the backcourt. Gives to Humphreys. Humphreys has the ball slapped by Flores. He still maintains his dribble. Has to kick out to Lopez. Lopez pulls up for a left arc three, and he's unable to make it. Drexler Yesicki with the rebound. Adams comes down the right wing. Now feeds Flores, who's got a head of steam. He turns around, pulls up. Yes, sir! From 12 feet, floats it in. 23-19 College Place. 4:26 to go. Humphreys now wants to take things by himself. He then drives into the key, shoots over Yesicki. As he drives down the right lane, and Drexler was moving his feet, so Humphreys is going to go to the line to shoot two. Drexler is sick. He picks up his first personal third team foul, and Humphreys taking that ball coast to coast. We've got to get back in a hurry to block those driving lanes of his as his first free throw clangs off the back of the rim. No good. Hayden McCacken checking back in, and Jacopo is going to go to the bench. Humphreys, who I think this is first trip to the line, yes, hunkers for his second shot, and that clangs off no good, and Shoemate slices through two people and comes down with a rebound. Flores is now going to come down the left wing, being slapped at by Lopez. Hector maintains his dribble, gives to Morris in the corner. He's going to shoot a long three. That's not really his shot. It's off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound, Burbank. Lopez quickly coming down the left wing. And he drives all the way down to the baseline, and then as he goes up, they're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Joel Jamison. Coyotes trying to... Oh, he got fouled before he was able to take his shot. Coyotes trying to score in transition on these last two possessions as Humphreys takes it out baseline, running out of time, has to go way long to Koopman. He recovers it at the center circle, gives right arc Lopez, corner to Wickstrom. He's going to launch a three. That doesn't even touch rim. Long rebound struck down by Kyron Morris, who then feeds Nico in transition. His shot too strong. Shoemate again comes down with the rebound, and his shot is no good, but he got fouled. So Silas is going to go to the line, and he's conveniently going to sit on the court and tie his shoe after getting fouled by Hayden McCacken. McCacken's first personal, third team foul. Now Shoemate is set to go to the line. 2 points, four rebounds for Silas. He had 11 in the prior encounter, and Paul Jessup having him in there for his rebounding capacities. And right now, he's earning his keep by hitting that first free throw. 24-19 College Place, largest Hawk lead of the game. Silas, two bounces, and then the left-handed fire, boom. 25-19 College Place. Hawks having their way right now in the second quarter. Humphreys shouted in the backcourt by Romero. Feeds Lopez across the timeline. He dribbles on the right arc. Then gets triple team. Now goes to Humphreys at the top. Now to Wickstrom in the left corner. He can't get off a three. He wants to pass to Koopman. Hector Flores gets a handle on it, but can't hang on to it. It'll still be Burbank ball. 22 on the shot clock. Humphreys makes a baseline move on Jamison. Goes up against Shoemate, and they're going to say Silas got a piece of him. Shoemate's second personal, I believe. No, that's Joel Jamison's second personal. And Humphreys, 0-for-2 from the line so far. I'm going to start tracking this. Manages to hit his third. 25-20, College Place, 3:29 to go in the second. Humphreys, two deliberate dribbles, and then he lets go, manages to hit that one. So he's two for his last two. And then quickly in transition, Morris comes down, wants to feed Jamison. Ball gets tipped out of bounds by McCacken. And, yeah, they're going to say last touch by Burbank, although Burbank's signaling that Shoemate touched it last. Shoemate instead will take it up baseline. Feeds Flores down low, who lays it up and in. Nice eyes there, Silas. 27-21, College Place. Koopman coming down the left wing. He now dribbles to the right, gives to Wickstrom, fakes right, now goes left, now goes to Humphreys in the right corner. Going to have two men on him. He's thinking about baseline, has Nico all over him. Now he's going to dribble in, now comes up against Silas, plows him down. Nope, they're calling out there. They're going to call the blocking foul on Silas, so Shoemate picks up his second personal. Sixth team foul, 3 minutes to go. College Place 27, Burbank 21. Humphreys takes it out baseline. And Shoemate from a distance He's trying to block it. Instead, hits Koopman in the right corner, who had a chance to set his feet, and he hit the three. 27-24, College Place. And Flores to Silas, going to drive down left, wanted to find Jameson down low. Instead, McCacken ends up bumping into the ball, but it's going to get knocked out of bounds by McCacken, so it'll still be College Place ball. Shoemate, take it out baseline. Gives down low to Flores, quickly puts up a I'm telling you what, Hector Flores is feeling it. That's the second time Silas has hit him from the inbounds, and Hector just coolly drains it from 10 feet away. Wickstrom comes down the right lane, gives to Lopez in the corner. Can't launch the three. Has to dribble back out. Now goes to Humphreys at the top, and the lane opens up, and Jameson fouled it out of bounds. Oh, man, they could have called a hacking foul there. Schaefer will check in. Wickstrom will check out. Humphreys will take it out baseline with the Hawks leading 29-24, 2:26 to go. Drexler Yasicki now to check in as Humphreys goes to Koopman in the corner, and Nico bats it out of bounds, giving Yasicki a chance to check in, and Jameson will go to the bench. Joel Jameson, 2 points, two rebounds right now. And Paul Jessup talking him up as Schaefer will take it out in the corner, gives to Humphreys in the corner. Dribbles out, gives to Koopman. He dribbles back into the right corner. That's where they're liking to work right now. Now right arc. Now gives to Schaefer in the corner. He wants to drive in. He shoots over Shoemate. That ends up being an air ball. Rebound Burbank. That was McCacken, and he ends up losing the ball, and Drexley Sicker comes down with a rebound. Now Morris in transition is going to turn, pull up over Humphreys, and nails it! Transition basketball! Kyron Morris, 31-24 with under 2 minutes to go. Humphreys comes down the left wing. He's got Flores all over him. Goes along to Lopez, feeds McCacken down low, drives against Shoemate. His shot too strong, tipped rebound. Who wants it? It is going to be Flores who comes down with it. Feeds Nico in transition, and he goes up. He's going to get fouled. McCacken plows him down, immediately picks him up, and Nico, being a good sport, pats McCacken on the back. And Hayden McCacken picks up his second personal. Ken Rooks and Cameron Lindstrom now to check in. And we're going to have timeout with 1:41 to go. And College Place leading Burbank in Burbank, 31-24. You're listening to Hawks Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Telling stat for College Place with 1:41 to go in the half. No turnovers. Not one. As Nico Romero goes to the line to shoot two, having him hacked by McCacken on a fast breakdown, and Nico hits his first, giving the Hawks their biggest lead of the game at 32-24. And shoots second, and that one rattles around in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Ultimately gets brought down by the Coyotes. Been told it's two syllables here in Burbank. Koopman gives to Garcia, who's checked in. He dribbles to the right, now goes back out top to Humphreys. Humphreys then gives to Lopez on the right arc. Lopez wants to drive in. He's going to dribble to the top. Now Koopman. Now Koopman loses the handle on his dribble, dribbles himself in the left corner. Now Humphreys at the top for 13 on the shot clock. Gives to Koopman. He's open for the three. It's too long. And Lopez and Yasicki fight for the rebound. Yasicki inbounds it back to Cameron Lindstrom, who's now going to feed Nico in transition. And he's going to have to turn around and pull back up. Gives to Ricks on the right arc. Now Hector Flores and right. He's going to drive in and feeds Yasicki. Oh, brilliant move. Hector Flores on fire. Sees Drexler Yasicki, puts up a little 8-foot scoop shot. 34-24 College Place under a minute to go in the half. Koopman on the right now to Humphreys. Humphreys now going to dribble to the left. He's got Nico on him and wants to go in the corner, and Nico had a hand on it. I was going to say, that pass was that pass was way too errant. So Humphreys will take it out in front of the CP bench with 20 on the shot clock. Humphreys gives to Koopman. 17 on the shot clock, being somewhat leisurely. Now goes in the corner to Garcia, now to Lopez. Lopez, that's dribbled like that, goes back to Garcia on the right arc. 10 on the shot clock. Now Garcia, he's got Lindstrom on him. gives to Schaefer. Now Koopman's going to drive in. He's going to have to pull up now to Humphreys on the baseline. His shot hangs off the rim, no good. But rebound, offensive rebound by Schaefer is no good. Again, gets the offensive rebound. And then Humphreys tries to shoot from the baseline. And he got fouled as he went up, as he got fouled by Drexler Yasicki. So that cuts into the CP lead, 34-26. And Humphreys now to the line to try and shoot the and one. And he hits that one. 34-27 College Play, 17 seconds. And the Coyotes press, but not too aggressively. Flores blows past Koopman, hits Yasicki, pulls up for a 15-footer, hangs on the rim, no good. Cameron Lindstrom with the offensive rebound. He goes up and gets fouled. Fouls on Wyatt Schaefer, his second personal, 15 foul. Cameron Lindstrom now to the line. Two rebounds thus far. Chance to put himself on the board with 5.8 seconds to go. And the Hawks leading 34-27. Make that 35-27. As Lindstrom hangs his first free throw on the front of the rim and it drops home. And have I told you how much fun it is to call this sort of game? Lindstrom hunkers and southpaws is second. That hangs in and out, no good. Rebound Humphreys, who quickly is going to come down, 3 seconds, two. He's going to have to turn around and pull up over Nico. Rims in and out, no good. And the Hawks have a strong second quarter. They're going to take an eight-point lead into the halftime locker room. College Place 35, Burbank 27 here at halftime at Burbank. You are listening to College Place men's Hawk basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Plumbing problems can bring your life to a standstill until they're fixed. So who do you call? The same people you trust to care for your home's heating and cooling systems. Total Comfort Solutions. Hi, Terry Hall here. I'd like to let you know we now offer complete plumbing services for your home. So what will it take for you to give us a try? How's $49 off any plumbing service or repair sound? Give us a call. Total Comfort Solutions, 509-525-4868, or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
Hey Walla Walla, this is Megan from Walt's Place. Our family started Walt's Place in 2016 on 2nd Street next to Jakey's Flowers. As a down-home American diner, there's nothing else quite like Walt's Place in these parts. Simply put, we love cooking great food for you at a reasonable price. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Walt's Place offers some of the most delicious breakfast and lunch specials available in these parts. I'd like to invite you to come home for a great meal to Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla.
Win a couple $100 gift cards this month. One for you and one for your favorite local charity in the Harvest Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code. And to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll text it right back to you. That's right. Simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks ride a 23-13 second quarter lead to an 8-point lead over Burbank, 35-27. Here are the totals thus far. Again, unofficial, Cameron Lindstrom, 1.2 rebounds. Joel Jamison, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Silas Shoemate, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Drexler Yasicki, 6.3 rebounds, 1 assist. Nico Romero, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Drew Adams, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Hector Flores, 8 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. The Hawks shooting well, 44%, 15-34. They are 9-18 in the second quarter, 4-6 from the line. They're out rebounding Burbank, 20-14. 9 offensive rebounds, College Place to 6 for Burbank. 6 assists, 3 steals to offset. Now just percolate on this for a minute. 6 assists, 3 steals to offset 1 turnover. And what we were saying at the beginning of the game, the Hawks need to take care of the ball. They need to bust out on perimeter defense. It is true. Lopez and Koopman have both hit one. And they needed to keep Humphreys from driving into the lane. And Humphreys built a six-point Burbank lead in the first quarter. But since then, the Hawks have shut that down. And the Hawks have opened themselves this eight-point lead. They have led by as much as 10. Key to success in the second half, keep doing what you're doing, man. Play full four quarters of this game. The Hawks are just screaming out on perimeter defense. They've had Koopman get loose twice down low and Lopez once on the right wing, and they've hit two of those. One of them, Koopman, was hurried just a little bit. But for the most part, anytime Burbank has been trying to get the ball out on the perimeter to give either Koopman or Lopez a look at the three, people are swarming out there and preventing them from getting a good look, so then they have to turn around and try for something else. It's fun to watch. And knock on wood, ladies and gentlemen, anyone out there, let's just hope the Hawks give two more quarters like they did these first two quarters, in particular the second quarter. And you might be able to report something fun after the end of the game. I hesitate to say what because I don't want to jinx it. We're at halftime right now, and if you just tuned in, well, you should be here and make sure you don't switch that dial because the Hawks, in pursuit of their first league win in school history, they lead Columbia Burbank. They lead the Coyotes at Burbank 35-27 at halftime. When we return, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings and other games in action tonight in the SCAC. You are listening to College Place Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit unionbulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at unionbulletin.com. That's union-bulletin.com.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
One other thing we needed to mention during that scoring breakdown, Drew Adams, 3-for-5 from the field. Hector Flores, 4-for-4, and they're all close-up shots. Man, getting those two heavily involved in the offense, that got to make Paul Jessup's job a lot easier. Let's hope that can continue in the second half. Here's taking a look at the standings. In the SCAC East, Royal continues to hunker atop 6-0. Connell follows at 5-2, followed by Kybee and Waluk, both at 4-3, both of them also at 8-4 overall. Then Warden follows up at 3-3. Burbank fell from 4th place to 6th place with their loss to Waluk last night, and they're in 6th place at 3-4, followed by Riverview, then at 2-5, and College Place still in 8th, looking for that first league win in school history. Other action in the SCAC this evening. Royal is going to be at Warden. Waluk is going to be at Canal. That should be a good game. Riverview at 7-5 is going to be at 8-4 Tybee. And, of course, College Place is here at Burbank. Coming up Tuesday, Royal is going to be hosting Othello. And College Place is going to take one of the longer, if not longest, road trip they've ever taken. They're going to visit the Highland Scotties up in Cowichi, up above Yakima. Both those games will be Tuesday at 7:30. That Highland game, a reschedule of the game we tried three times to pull off last year, and the weather kept interfering. And then finally, Ken James and the Cowichi AD said, to heck with it, let's try again next year. So that try again is trying this Tuesday. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the second half action as the Hawks still in the locker room, and they lead the Coyotes here in Burbank, 35-27. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to College Place Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Getting ready to start the second half here. The Hawks came out with less than 30 seconds left on the timer, and happy to see them because you definitely don't want to see a technical for delay of game. Coyotes come out onto the court. They have their starting five out there. Paul Jessup is allowing Shumate to sit on the bench. He's got Flores and Jameson out there. So Morris and Shumate, who started, are going to be on the bench to start the second half. As the Hawks have the lead and the ball, moving right to left, and Adams inbounds to Nico, gives on the right arc to Yasicki, and Coyotes playing more aggressive defense out here. Flores goes to Adams at the top, wanted to go to Yasicki, instead gives to Nico, quickly launches a corner three off the side of the rim, no good. Long rebound is going to end up going out of bounds. And it'll be Burbank ball, as Humphreys will give it to Koopman, as the Hawks will concede the backcourt. Koopman lopes across the timeline. He'll have Jameson meeting him out top. Now goes to Wickstrom on the right. Wickstrom now wants to drive in. He's got to kick back out to Lopez. Now gives to Koopman in the corner. Rotation has Koopman take the shot. It ends up being no good. Rebound, Schaefer. He kicks back out to Wickstrom, and Wickstrom looked to me like he lost his footing, but I guess they're going to call a trip on Nico Romero. So Schaefer will take it out sideline with a fresh 35 for Burbank. He gives to Koopman. Koopman just kind of maintaining his dribble. He now goes on the left to Lopez, and Lopez drives to the left, now gives him the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer goes top arc Lopez. Lopez now back to Koopman, way out on the right arc. 17 on the shot clock, now top to Humphreys. Now left arc Lopez. Lopez is going to shoot over Yasicki. That's a clank shot, but then as it came down, it got batted out of Schaefer's hands. And that foul is going to end up being on Joel Jameson. That's his third personal, first team foul, second team foul, I beg your pardon. As Schaefer will take it out again, feeds down low to Koopman, and his lay-in's too strong. Rebound Adams. Feeds Flores in transition. He's got Humphreys on him, and Flores goes up. He can't make the shot, but Reese Humphreys is going to end up being called for his first personal, first team foul, and Hector's going to go to the line for two. 35-27, College Place. 6:52 to go here in the third. And Hector's first free throw clangs off the back of the rim. No good. Burbank playing aggressive defense. They're trying to move the ball on offense, but haven't had anything work so far, as Flores, his second free throw clangs off the front of the rim. No good. And then in scramble for the rebound, Joel Jameson is going to pick up his fourth personal, so he's going to have to go to the bench. Koopman takes the inbounds, and Cameron Lindstrom is going to check in. Koopman gives to Wickstrom, now wants to drive baseline. He's going to have to, and he steps on the baseline. So Wickstrom turns the ball over. Lindstrom will check in, and Jameson And Jameson's wearing a little bit of a pouty face. Get rid of that, Joel. Just man up and fix it. You can do this. It's Adams inbounds to Nico. Nico with that left-handed dribble gives to Yasicki on the right arc. Now top of the arc, Adams. Now to Nico, who thinks about the three, and the pass gets tacked. Adams managed to gather it in, gives to Hector Flores, now gives to Nico. He has time to look at the three, instead he gives to Yasicki, puts up a 20-footer, clangs off the rim, no good, rebound Humphreys. Hawks can't afford to go cold. Koopman harassed in the backcourt by Flores, dribbles to the right, now gives to Lopez. He wants to dribble in, kicks on the left to, I'm not sure, Schaefer. Goes top to Koopman. He's got Lopez in the corner, instead goes to Wickstrom on the right arc. Now down low to Lopez, bounce pass to Humphreys, loses the handle on it. We're going to have another foul on College Place. This one's going to be on Cameron Lindstrom. I think that's his second. Yes, it is. Fourth team foul. 2 minutes, no scoring here in the second half. Hawks still clinging to that eight-point lead, 35-27. As Schaefer goes to Humphreys, and he gets Lindstrom to lose his feet and puts up a little 10-footer that drifts home. 35-29, College Place, 5:55 to go in the third. Adams to Flores at the top. Now goes to Adams back on the right and wanted to feed Lindstrom, and the pass gets stolen by Humphreys, who then gets chased down by Nico, and Nico bats the ball out of bounds. Nico says Humphreys touched it last, but it's going to be Burbank ball. Heads up play by Nico to prevent an easy 2 points, as Silas Shoemate now will check in, and Cameron Lindstrom will go to the bench. Shoemate with two rebounds. Schaefer will take it out baseline for the Coyotes. Schaefer waiting for something to open up. Now goes long to Humphreys. He ends up being on the left arc. He dribbles to the top, pulls up his dribble, has to give to Lopez. Lopez now wants to slice through. He ends up going up against Adams. His shot was weak. But they're going to call Drew Adams, I think, for a blocking foul. Yeah, that is Drew's first personal. 15 foul now with 5:35 to go. And now Jose Lopez is going to go to the line to shoot two. Hawks came out of the halftime locker room with an eight-point lead. It's been cut to six, and Lopez is going to try and cut it to four, but he clangs one off the back of the rim, no good. Burbank not shooting well from the line. Lopez takes a number of dribbles. He's also a southpaw, and he manages to hit the second one. 35-30 College Place, 5:35 to go. That's convenient numbers. Romero lopes across the timeline, gives to Shoemate on the right arc. Silas wants to dribble in, goes to Hector Flores. He's going to pull up for a long two and nails it. Hector Flores is death from downtown, from the field right now, and Silas Shoemate has three assists feeding him. Silas just keep feeding Hector. 38-30. Oh, they counted that as a three. I beg your pardon. Hector Flores for three, and then I didn't see who scored. It was probably Humphreys. 38-32 College Place, and quickly in transition, Hector pulls up in the left corner. And they're going to call Schaefer for hacking Hector as he tried to make his move. Wyatt Schaefer picks up his third personal, second team foul. Adams will take it out far sideline. No, they say they're going to take it out baseline now. And what do we got here? McGacken? Hayden McGacken's going to check in. Schaefer's going to go to the bench. Now they give the ball to Adams. And Adams long to Nico. Now goes to Flores on the left arc. Hector looking for something to open up. Now cross court to Adams. Adams fakes, drives into the key, gives to Silas Shoemate. He wants to drive in. Has a double team on him. Gives to Nico. Back to Hector Flores. He now wants to drive baseline. And you're going to have a grabbing foul on McGacken. So Hector making people foul. He's finishing when he's driving. McGacken picks up his third personal, third team foul. And Shoemate will take it out baseline. And they should have reset the clock, and they didn't. They say there's 22 on the shot clock as Flores takes it out at the top. Now gives to Shoemate down low. He wants to back down against Humphrey. He's going to hit Adams. He hits a long three. That clangs off the rim. No good. Tapped rebound. Ultimately going to be brought down by Koopmans. He now feeds Lopez. Wants to drive in against Desicki. He's got to pull back out because Drexel cut him off. Now Humphreys is going to shoot. Oh, he found McGacken, who was waiting down low and was able to lay it up and in. And College Place leads down to four, 38-34. Nico comes down, stops, gives on the right to Adams. Adams fakes. Oh, he wanted to feed Flores, and it was an errant pass. And a turnover you can't afford as Humphreys comes across the timeline, down the right wing, gives on the right to Wickstrom, fakes three, instead drives baseline, shoots over Yasicki, and Drexler blocks it out of bounds. Gesicki having a good game as well. 6 points, three rebounds. That block, Humphreys taking it out baseline, wanted to go down low to Lopez, instead feeds in the corner. That was to McCacken. Now gives back to Lopez. Now he's going to shoot over Flores. His long three, no good. And Adams skies for the rebound. Now going to be Nico, and Hector's waiting in transition, who's able to lay it up and in. Hector Flores, brought to you by Nico Romero. Cherry picking, baby, 40-34, College Place. 3:41 to go in the third. Koopmans comes across the timeline. He's going to have Shoemate on him. Goes on the right to Wickstrom. Wickstrom, that is his name, right? Yeah, Brennan Wickstrom. Feeds to McCacken, now to Koopman. Now back to McCacken. He wants to shoot over Gesicki. His shot not strong enough. Silas Shoemate comes down with the rebound. That's Shoemate's fifth rebound. Gives to Adams on the wing. Adams kicks out to Nico. Romero gives to Shoemate on the right arc. He thinks three. Now wants to dribble in. Slices through. Oh, man. Slices through. Shot no good. Tapped rebound to Hector Flores. Hits Nico. He shoots a long three. Adams comes down with a rebound, and he's able to drive it home. Adams with the offensive rebound and put back. 42-34, College Place. And now we've got a charge. Jose Lopez, I believe, plowed into Nico Romero away from the ball. He picks up his first personal. Fourth team foul. Directionally sick. He goes to the bench, and Kyron Morris comes in. 8-point College Place lead. 2:52 to go here in the third. And they have the ball as Adams now loops across the timeline. Met by Koopman in a 2-3 zone. He tries to slice through the double team. Kicks out to Morris at the top. Now gives out to Nico. Fakes three. Drives into the key. Now gives to Shoemate. He's going to shoot a three. That barely hits off the front of the rim. Silas gathers in his own rebound. And as he drives in, he got fouled. And that foul's on Israel Garcia. His first personal fifth team foul. And now Silas Shoemate to the line. I believe he's 1-for-1. As he clangs that first one off the rim. No, he had been 2-for-2, so he missed that one. And let's see if he can put away the second one. That clangs off the back of the rim, no good. And rebound Burbank as Humphreys comes down the right wing, going to be met by Nico, has to pull out, now gives to Garcia in the corner. He fakes three, now wants to drive baseline, shoots over Morris. And his lay-in rims in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. He's ended up going to be out of bounds off of Morris. So Humphreys will take it out baseline. And it goes long to Lopez. He shoots over Shoemate. Shot way too strong. Rebound, Drew Adams. Hits Flores in transition. He goes up against Garcia. Lays it up and in. Absolutely gorgeous. Credit Drew Adams with the assist. And now we're going to have a timeout. With the Hawks up by 10 with 2:09 to go in the third. You're listening to College Place Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
And back here live at Burbank, 2:09 to go. Hawks up by 10. Coyotes with the ball. Koopman comes across the timeline. He's going to be met by Morris. Gives to Garcia on the right arc. Garcia thinks McCacken instead drives in. Now gives to Lopez on the left arc. Now McCacken on the right. McCacken wants to drive. Kicks out to Koopman. Koopman drives right. Gets cut off. Has to now go top Humphreys. Humphreys goes on the left to Lopez. Lopez with Hector on him. He drives into the key. Tries to spin around. He's got to kick back out. And an errant pass finally gets picked up by Koopman. 10 on the shot clock. Garcia's going to hit Humphreys. Humphreys going to drive around Adams. Plows into Hector Flores. Now they're going to call Hector for a blocking foul. He was set. But Hector's going to be called for picking up his first personal sixth team foul. And Humphreys scored on that drive. So now he'll get the opportunity for the and one. Jacopo now to check in for Burbank. And McCacken's going to go to the bench. So Humphreys with 1:38 to go. Try to cut the College Place lead to 7. and it clangs off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Kyron Morris. Good gracious. Nico takes the ball on the left arc and a pull into two-point land. His shot ends up clanging off the rim. No good. Rebound. Burbank. Garcia gets fed in transition. Wants to drive around Adams. Got to go all the way around. Feeds Lopez. Now Koopman at the top. Can't get off the three. Now goes to Humphreys. He's going to drive in. He puts up a running shot that ends up being an air ball. They're going to say he got hacked on the way up. Now watch Humphreys. Going to try and create his own offense now. Fouls on Kyron Morris. That is his first personal. Seventh team foul. Joel Jameson to check in. And Humphrey's first free throw hangs around the rim and then drops off. Shoemate's going to get a breather. Humphreys takes two bounces and then fires, and that clangs around in and out. No good. Jacopo, however, there is there for the offensive rebound and put back. 44-38. College Place. 1 minute to go here in the third. Adams wants to drive against Garcia. Hits Nico. He launches a three over Humphreys, and he's not feeling it tonight. As Humphreys comes down with the rebound, he then feeds Garcia in transition. And Morris got in his way, but they're going to call Morris with the foul. Nope. Said the foul's on Hector Flores. 44-38 College Place. 53 seconds to go in the third as Israel Garcia will go to the line to shoot two. And he hits the first. And the Hawk 10-point lead's now been cut down to five. And Garcia with a chance to cut it to four. Manages. 44-40 College Place, under a minute to go. Flores lopes down the right wing. Gives in the corner to I can't see who because Jessup's in my way. Now Adams drives into the key. His shot's too strong off the bank. And rebound Humphreys hits Koopman down the left wing. Now to Lopez, wanted to do an alley-oop to Koopman, wasn't ready for it. Humphreys managed to gather it up, but then got stolen by Adams. And then as Adams tried to take off up the court, they're going to call Humphreys for fouling him. Humphreys picks up his second personal. That's the sixth team foul. So both teams in the bonus after this. Jordan Liam is to check in. Nico Romero is going to get a breather. Probably just for the remainder of the third. And Lemus will take the inbounds. He now dribbles to the right, gives to Flores on the right wing. Hector dribbles to the top, now gives to Adams. He's going to shoot a long three. That banks in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound brought down by Garcia. And he quickly now wants to come down, slice through a double team, and Morris got a hand on it. And then Jameson comes down for the rebound and got hacked, but no one called it. Credit Jameson with the defensive rebound, and he's shaking his head because it came right down on his shoulder. But the ball gets knocked out of bounds by Burbank. And under 10 seconds, Flores takes it in the backcourt. Now goes long to Morris, who had Jameson, but instead Morris is going to dribble in. Now he gets caught in the corner. Flores has it with two. Adams is going to have to shoot a long two. And he hits it at the buzzer! Drew Adams for two, brought to you by Hector Flores. And College Place goes to the fourth quarter, leading 46-40. You're listening to College Place Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Don't miss the Winter Automotive Event at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. Rediscover the wonder of winter in our unbeatable deals on 2018 models, like the Toyota Camry. Start the new year in the newly designed 2018 Camry LE. Drive yours for just $174 a month. Hit the road in a new 2018 RAV4 Hybrid all-wheel drive. Lease for only $168 a month. Plus the 2018 Corolla LE, equipped with standard safety features like pedestrian detection and lane departure alert, just $135 a month. And Ski Free Friday is back with McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. On February 2nd, drive your Toyota to Bluewood and ski for free. It's the Winter Automotive Event at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. Going on now. And McCurleyToyota.com.
Camry stock number TJ54. Corolla stock number TJ103999. Do it signing. RAV4 stock number TJ151-4999. Do it signing. 36-month leases. Auto-proof credit plus tax, title, license, and fee. See dealer for details. Expires 131-18.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Beginning of the fourth quarter, Hawks lead by six, 46-40. Burbank has the ball as Humphreys inbounds to Koopman. Koopman goes on the left to Lopez. Now we have a clock issue. Not sure what the issue is, but 5 seconds will go off of the game clock. Oh, the shot. There, I see what happened. The shot clock started after the game clock. Okay, now the refs are still discussing this. Yeah, so 5 seconds off of the game clock. 5 seconds now go off of the shot clock. The shot clock started, I guess, a little late. So Humphreys will inbound again to Koopman. And Koopman goes on the left to Lopez. Lopez drives in against Flores, pulls back out, now goes top of the arc. Humphreys, he's going to shoot a three. Oh, wow. I didn't know Humphreys could do that. And he cuts the College Place lead to three with 46-43. So clearly you got to rotate out on him as well, as Romero gets ready to check in. And Adams wanted to feed Morris and simply turns it over to Humphreys, who then slices in too strong. His shot ends up being no good. Jamison comes down with a rebound, beats Morris in transition. He's got to beat Lopez, and he beats around Lopez, lays it up and in. Kyron Morris making his own offense, 48-43, 7:16 to go. Humphreys from the right arc launches a three, hits it, and he hangs his hand, which you need to stop doing. Get out there, first of all, guys, and second of all, make Humphreys look bad for hanging his hand. Adams launches a long three. That's an air ball, not a shot he should be taking. Lemus gets the in, actually gets it back into Jamison. And we got a loose ball foul and trying to get it. I believe foul is on Burbank. Yes, foul's on Koopman. That's his second personal. Seventh team foul, so Joel Jamison will go to the line for a one-and-one as Nico Romero checks in. And Paul Jessup wants to call timeout with 6:56 to go on the Hawks, leading by two, 48-46 here in Burbank. You're listening to College Place Hawk men's basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
6:56 to go in the game. Hawks leading by two, 46-48. Joel Jamison to the line to shoot a one-on-one. And you don't want to talk about pressure, but, dude, it's important to hit this first free throw. And it's really not even close, but Nico Romero comes down with a rebound. He then feeds Jamison down low. He shoots over Humphreys. And the ball clangs off the rim, no good. I mean, he got fouled by Lopez, who also was there. So Jamison will get another chance. This time he gets to shoot two. Two machine gun dribbles in a spin, and he hacks it off the back of the rim, no good. Come on, Joel. Got to hit these babies. Free throws matter. Jamison. Now let's second go and banks that one in. We'll take it. Don't care if he called glass or not. 49-46. College play, 6:50 to go. Koopman goes to Garcia on the wing. Now quick down to Lopez. Now down to driving Humphreys. He shoots over Adams, and his shot hangs on the rim and then finally drops. And Humphreys, man, driving nuts. 49-48, College Place. They've led by as much as 10. Adams on the right arc. Humphreys has primarily been responsible for the comeback. Gives to Nico on the left arc. Nico is going to dribble to the top. Feeds back to Morris. He's going to shoot a long three. That barely hits the front of the rim. And Jamison just fouled out by going over Jacobo's back. And, yeah, that was a foul. Even I saw it, dude. So Silas Shoemate will check in. And with that being the 18th foul, Jacobo's going to go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. So Shoemate checks in. Jacobo now with a chance to give Burbank their first lead since early in the second quarter. Jacobo. Rather unconventional shooting style, but he makes it work and hits his first. And we're tied at 49 for the first time since, I want to say, about 6 minutes to go in the second. Hawks maintain. You guys can get this as Jacobo's second free throw rims in and out, and Humphreys hustles for the rebound. Feeds Lopez on the left, now to Garcia at the top, now to Koopman on the right. There's no way he's going to get a three off. Feeds Humphreys at the top of the key. He sends it and dribble to the top. Had Koopman's on the right and say hit Garcia. Now to Lopez. He shoots a long three. That clangs in and out, no good. But Nico Romero is going to be called for climbing over Jacobo's back. That's his second personal. And 10th team foul. So now double bonus. And Jacobo. Jacobo should be shooting two. Right. Yeah. One ref signal one and one, but it's double bonus now. So, and Jacopo's first free throw bangs off the front of the rim. No good. He's had two chances to give Burbank a lead. This is his third. Jacobo takes a couple dribbles and fires, and that time he puts it away. Burbank has their first lead since early in the second. Oh, what? No, lane violation. Lane violation. That free throw does not count. We are still tied at 49. Jacobo betrayed by someone on the sideline, I think. So Adams, not on the sideline, but on the key line. Gives to Nico. He's on the right arc, and the crowd's finally into it. We're finally having a time here. Nico to Adams. Fakes three. Goes to Hector. Hector fakes three. Fakes Jacobo out of his shoes. Oh, this time his shot doesn't go. So rebound Burbank. Lopez comes down on the wing, and he wanted to feed Jacobo, and the pass was too hot. Burbank turns the ball over. The Hawks get another crack at this. Nico inbounds to Adams. Feeds back to Nico, who lopes across the timeline. Gives on the left arc to Hector. Drives past Reese. Now gives to Morris. Now to Nico, hits the three off the side of the rim. No good. It is just if Nico were hot, this game would be over. Humphreys comes down the right wing, drives past Nico, has to pull back out, gives to Garcia on the right arc. 5:21 to go. We're tied at 49. Garcia to Lopez. Lopez back to Garcia in the left corner. He found Jacopo down low, but his shot was too strong. Gets his own rebound and manages to drive that one home. And now Burbank finally has its first lead since early in the second at 51-49. Nico goes on the corner to Morris. Morris now wants to drive in. Gives back out to Nico at the top. Now gives to Schumann on the right arc. He slices through a double team. Shoots over Jacopo. But they're going to call Jacopo for a blocking foul. As Schumann's shot goes off the rim, no good. Silas will now go to the line for two to try and tie this game back up. Having been fouled by Jacopo, picks up his first personal. 9th team foul. So both teams in the double bonus after this. And boy, how's it feel to hear a basketball game with the fans going nuts in the background? Silas Shoemate, his first, rattles it home. You didn't need me to tell you that. The fans are announcing it for you. And now we're going to have a timeout with 4:56 to go. And Shoemate back at the line when we come back. Burbank 51, College Place 50. You're listening to Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Did you know that Grocery Outlet has great everyday prices on farm-fresh eggs and milk? Grocery Outlet carries a variety of eggs, including organic and brown eggs, at great savings. Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Quality products at amazing prices. That's Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:56 to go in the game. And Silas Shoemate at the line trying to tie this game up at 51. Hawks have led by as much as 10. Burbank led by as much as 6. But that was way. I gotta learn how to talk again. Way back in the first quarter. Yusicki getting ready to check in, but he is going to check in only if Shoemate makes this free throw, and it doesn't even hit the rim. And as a result, Shoemate's going to go to the bench anyway. And Humphreys, with that smirk on his face, will take the ball out baseline, and the Hawks are going to press. Try and hound Burbank into a turnover. Got three men in the backcourt, two in the front court. Humphreys gets it into Koopman in the backcourt. Now gives back to Humphreys, now back to Koopman. We're still in the backcourt. Koopman's going to drive down the left lane, gets across the timeline. And now he dribbles to the top. The Hawks showing a 3-2 zone. And gives to Garcia on the right. Now down low to Koopman. Koopman down low to Humphreys. Has the ball tipped, batted away. Jacopo's going to get it, and he traveled. I can't believe they didn't call it. Instead, he drives down the left. His shot ends up being no good. Kyron Morris comes down with a rebound. He feeds Nico in the backcourt. 4:27 to go. Hawks playing for the lead. Yasicki has it on the left arc. Gives to Nico at the top. Nico now wants to drive in. He's got to kick back out to Flores. Flores is going to pull up for a long two, and he nails it! Good Lord, Hector Flores on fire tonight. Gives the Hawks the lead back at 52-51. 4:10 to go. Koopman comes down the left wing. Gets immediately met by a double team. Nico runs into Humphreys. Somehow doesn't get called for the foul. Goes left to Koopman down the corner to Lopez. He shoots a long three. It gets blocked. Kyron Morris with the block, but gets retrieved by Burbank. Follow-up shot ends up being no good. Drew Adams with a defensive rebound. Long outlet to Flores, and ends up going out of bounds. 3:47 to go. It is going to be Burbank ball. Outlet just a tad too long. Burbank got two offensive rebounds in that last possession. They couldn't make either of them go. Humphreys to Koopman. Hawks by one, 3:40 to go. Now to Humphreys, cross the timeline. Humphreys sees the lane, wants to drive through, goes up against Yasicki. Frankly, it was a lousy shot. He managed to get on the ground, then gets tied up by Nico Romero, and we end up with a jump ball with a possession arrow, still favoring Burbank with 21 on the shot clock. So Humphreys will take it out baseline. No, Koopman will take it out baseline. No one wants the ball. Oh, they've got a spot on the floor, and they want it cleaned up. So, we've got a... Burbank doesn't have towels. They tossed a pair, pardon me, of game shorts out there. And the ref's still not going to let play go until he gets this spot cleaned up. So, we have to go somewhere to find a towel, and we end up with... With Burbank coach Todd Schumacher having an impromptu timeout, and no one's doing anything to clean this up. The refs simply laughing at one another right now. Finally, we get someone with a towel. There is something to be said for calling close basketball, because we've got the Burbank fans taking it out on the College Place fans, and College Place has got a fair contingent here at Burbank, and they're letting people have it, all in good spirit. And now we're ready to go again. So 21 seconds on the shot clock, and finally Koopman is going to take it up baseline with 3:33 to go, and College Place leading by one, 52-51. Koopman wants to get it to Humphreys, gets it down low to Jacopo, quickly shoots over Morris and puts it away. Burbank with the lead, 53-52. Nico quickly hits Flores. Oh, and Hacker's going to get called for a travel. Picking up his pivot foot. Someone on the Burbank side has a very strong voice. And Paul Jessup telling him, come back here. Guard these people. Koopman, shadowed by Adams, crosses the timeline. Gives to Lopez on the left arc. Now top of the arc, Koopman. Koopman. His team leading by one, 53-52, gives to Lopez, now feeds to Koopman in the corner. He's got time to set up for that three, and he nails it. Perimeter defense. Coyotes with a four-point lead with 3 minutes to go. Morris feeds Nico. Nico, met by Garcia, now gives to Adams on the left arc. Now back to Nico. Now gives to Flores, and now got a grab and foul by Koopman, and he acknowledges it. Koopman fouls Nico, picks up his third personal. That is the 10th team foul, so both teams in the double bonus, and Nico Romero now to the line to shoot two. Nico has not been shooting terribly well from the line this year, 1-for-2 this evening. as he gives one left-handed bounce and fires and rattles it in and out, no good. And the Burbank fans being poor sports. They're shouting while he shoots. And you don't do that. Shoemate checks in. Kyron Morris checks out. And Nico, one left-handed bounce, spin, and fire. Boom. And now we're going to have a timeout with Burbank leading 56-53, under 3 minutes to go. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
2:54 to go here in the third. The Hawks at 1 point in the fourth, rather, in the game. At 1 point in the third, the Hawks led by 10. Burbank's come all the way back, and they lead College Place right now 56-53. And Burbank has the ball with the Hawks doing a three-quarter court press. As Garcia takes the inbounds, gives to Humphreys, now to Koopman on the left. And Koopman's going to dribble past Flores. Going to dribble down. Now he's got to pull back out. Now goes to Humphreys at the top of the key. Humphreys wants to drive in, wants to turn around on Shoemate. He's going to have to kick it back out. Goes to Jacobo. Going to drive baseline. He's got to kick all the way out, I think, to Koopman. He now wants to drive in. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on College Place, I think. Hector Flores picks up his third personal. Where everyone's in the double bonus now. So Koopman with 2:36 to go. Will shoot two. And his first clangs off no good. And Koopman's second free throw is good. It's a 4-point Burbank lead, 57-53. Flores lopes down the right wing, gives to Adams at the top, now to Nico on the left arc. He's got Humphreys on him. He now dribbles the top, gives to Hector in the corner. He now wants to drive in. He's going to have to pull back out.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Okay. Humphreys just picks up an offensive foul while we were away there. He drives into Silas Shoemate, who is set. 2:04 to go here, and College Play still trailing by 4, 57-53. Nico takes the ball, gives to Flores down left wing. Now feeds Shoemate within the key. He tries to put a spin move on, kicks out to Adams. He's going to shoot a right arc three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Yasicki almost comes down with the rebound. And Yasicki, no, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. And again, that foul is going to be on Hector Flores. That's now his fourth. Hector having an outstanding shooting night, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He is 8 for 9, but now he's picked up his fourth foul, and Lopez going to go to the line for 2 with Burbank leading by 4. Lopez takes a number of dribbles. 1 for 2 so far, manages to sink that one, extend the Burbank lead to 5, 58-53, 1:49 to go in the game. And Lopez, and he takes about a half dozen dribbles and then finally fires, and that ends up being no good. Rebound, Drew Adams. And he's going to take it down the court, lopes down the left, arcs towards center, gives to Nico on the left, ends up with Humphreys on him, tries to dribble in, now gives to Flores. He's going to try and pull up for 10-footer, that clanks off the rim, no good. Bad time for Hector to go cold. Lopez comes down with a rebound. Koopman in the backcourt. Now gives to Humphreys down the right wing. And 1:25 to go, leading by 5. They may want to play keep away. as Garcia just hanging on to the ball, 18 on the shot clock. Now to Koopman, way out. Koopman's going to drive in, pull out. Now gives to Jacopo, wants to drive baseline. Kicks out instead to Lopez. Now top of the arc, Garcia, 10 on the shot clock. Humphreys at the top, now to Koopman for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Nico Romero, long defensive rebound, and he wants to go in transition. He's going to drive in against Koopman, and his shot ends up getting blocked out of bounds. 1 minute to go. And the Hawks trailing by two, and they are going to call Koopman for the foul. A lot of people complaining about that. So Nico will go to the line for two. Nico, one for his last two. Needs to make both of these, and totally sinks the first, as you can tell. Burbank 58, College Place 54. And Nico really needs to make this one and may need to foul on the subsequent possession. And he nails it. And now we're going to have a timeout with 1 minute to go. College Place trailing by three here at Burbank, 58-55. You're listening to Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Gotta love calling those games where the fans get into it. College Place looking for their first league win in school history, trailing by three with 1 minute to go. And Garcia manages to take the inbounds, now gets to Humphreys. He's going to drive down the right wing. Now we're 54 seconds, feeds to Koopman. He's going to pull back out, probably need to, maybe you don't want to start fouling. Maybe you want to hold him off. 47 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock. Koopman dribbles to the right, now gives to Humphreys. He's going to lope to the top. And Burbank content to cut the shot clock down, now down to 13. Now we've got a timeout. Now we've got a timeout called by Burbank. So with 36 seconds to go, we'll be back hopefully with a final. Burbank by three. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Burbank inbounds with 11 seconds, gives to Koopman, then to Garcia on the right. Six on the shot clock. Garcia tries to drive it against Sasicki, has the ball tipped. And finally, Koopman's going to put up a desperation shot that hits as the buzzer goes off. Unbelievable. He was in the key, put up a right-handed push shot. It was desperation. And Paul Jessup wants to call timeout with 17 seconds to go, and College Place now trailing by five, 60-55. We'll be back at the end game. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Plumbing problems can bring your life to a standstill until they're fixed. So who do you call? The same people you trust to care for your home's heating and cooling systems. Total Comfort Solutions. Hi, Terry Hall here. I'd like to let you know we now offer complete plumbing services for your home. So what will it take for you to give us a try? How's $49 off any plumbing service or repair sound? Give us a call. Total Comfort Solutions, 509-525-4868, or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
17 seconds to go, and the Hawks trailing by five. They do have the ball. His teammate will inbounds with Humphreys in his face. And running out of time, gets down low to Adams. Has the ball tipped and stolen by Lopez, but Lopez knocks it out of bounds. And it will still be Hawk ball. Now with 16.4 seconds to go. Shoemate now in the backcourt. Feeds to Nico quickly. Nico quickly comes across the timeline. Feeds to Flores. Turns around, pulls up for a three that hits off the front of the rim. No good. And that's probably going to do it. With 9.8 seconds to go, Lopez got fouled by Silas Shoemate. Silas picks up his third personal. And, yeah, Lopez is going to go to the line to shoot two. And the Coyotes are going to abandon the key and simply prevent any transition cherry picking as Lopez's first free throw is good. 61-55. Burbank. Unfortunate, the Hawks had their chances in this game. Second rebound, second shot clangs out the front of the rim, no good. Shoemate's going to drive in, drives past Jacopo, wants to kick out to Nico, makes a bad pass, and Garcia's going to gather it in. And then they're going to call Nico for the foul on Garcia, and I think Nico just, nope, that's Nico's fourth personal. And with 1 second to go, Israel. Now I got the names right. Israel Garcia is going to go to the line to shoot two. And heartbreaker, College Place is still going to be coming away with no league wins. And Burbank is going to go back to 4-4. Despite the fact Garcia's first free throw rims in and out, no good. And why this happened, we'll talk about after the game, which is going to end after Garcia's second free throw ends up being no good. And Nico's going to launch a three-quarter shot three that actually hits the backboard. And the Hawks, unfortunately, drop a heartbreaker to Burbank, 61-55. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next when we come back. You're listening to Hawk Men's Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
What do you get when you mix together top-quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andes, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Win a couple $100 gift cards this month. One for you and one for your favorite local charity in the Harvest Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code. And to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll text it right back to you. That's right. Simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks end up losing a heartbreaker to Burbank here, 61-55. Hawks led by as much as 10 in the third quarter. But then Reese Humphreys started to break out. He made a few drives down the lane and more painfully hit two deep threes that the defense did not rotate out on, thinking he wasn't a threat, and unfortunately made us pay for that. combined with the fact that the Hawks weren't shooting quite as well in the second half. They went 5 for 12 from the line and had 4 turnovers with only 1 in the first half. So, like I said, you keep playing the way you did, particularly in that second quarter, you win that game, and they didn't quite. So they're still searching for that first league win, dropping a 5-point heartbreaker to Burbank. One of the reasons Burbank, we were playing better with Burbank, is I saw 6'2 junior guard Gilbert Hernandez on crutches. He clearly either has a knee or an ankle issue, and the Hawks almost managed to take advantage of it. Here are your totals. Jordan Lemus, 1 rebound. Cameron Lindstrom, 1 rebound, 2 points. Joel Jamison, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Drexel Yasicki, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Silas Shumate, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Nico Romero, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Drew Adams, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Hector Flores, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Hector shot 8 for 11. At one point, he was 7 for 7 from the field. Adams also shot well at 5 for 12. The Hawks had 36 rebounds to 33 for Burbank, but Burbank out-rebounded us in the second half. 10 assists and 3 steals to offset only 5 turnovers, but unfortunately 4 of those were in the second half. So combine that with not rotating out on Humphreys for those 3 pointers and the fact that the Hawks were shooting somewhat cold, that was a combination of shots just not going in, and their shot selection in the second half wasn't quite so good. So what is next for the Hawks? Well, they get a couple days off, and then they've got a long road trip on Tuesday. They've got that's going to be close to a 3-hour trip to go up to Cowichi to take on the Highland Scotties up above Yakima. Girls slated to start at 6 o'clock, boys at 7:30 from Cowichi and Yakima, and you can hear all that action right here on Two Hearts Communication. That'll do it, though, from Burbank. The boys lose a heartbreaker to Burbank, 61-55. Next broadcast, girls at 6, boys 7:30 from Cowichi, and the Highland Scotties will be hosting. You have been listening to College Place Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.